The federal government is scheduled to reopen tomorrow after the Senate moved forward a spending bill today. At the heart of the shutdown is an ongoing debate over immigration, specifically the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals Policy, or DACA, which was implemented by President Obama in 2012. UndocuHoosiers Hoosiers Bloomington is a student-led organization advocating on behalf of undocumented immigrants at Indiana University. They've called for a week of action to pressure Republicans to renew DACA before it expires for some Dreamers on March 5th. In an interview with WFHB News director Wes Martin, UndocuHoosiers Bloomington organizer Olive Rusk says an estimated 106,000 undocumented immigrants in Indiana may be at risk of deportation. That interview is next in today's WFHB feature report.
Olive, can you tell me a little bit about the Day of Action and what exactly that entails and what the background of that is?
Actually, what we've got more like going on here is a week of action. There's definitely been a lot of different efforts happening all at once, but we're partnering, UndocuHoosiers Bloomington is partnering with the efforts of Indiana Undocumented Youth Alliance, shortened as IUYA usually, is what they go by, to get some of these efforts in motion. Currently, we've got representatives from IUYA and as well UndocuHoosiers Bloomington in D.C. Who are actually, a lot of it is being live streamed on our Facebook and that kind of thing, but they are right now protesting and advocating for a Clean Dream Act. And so that's something that we've got going on, and a lot of what we're doing here in Bloomington, as well as what's going on in Indy, where IUYA is set up, is in support of those who are in D.C. right now, making their voices heard.
Specifically, you're referring to the Dreamers and also undocumented students. Is that correct?
Yes. So DACA students who have DACA currently and are expecting it to expire without some policy reform, or undocumented students who have not had the opportunity to receive DACA. Just in general, all of our movements, all of our action is in support of all of the people here in Bloomington, in Indiana, and in our community at large who are being faced with issues that are felt by those who are undocumented in these communities. But specifically right now with Clean Dream Act is something that is being passed, hoping to be passed in support of people who are students, specifically those who are Dreamers now, those who have DACA. And we're looking for some legislation that can support them in ways that go beyond what DACA already had.
And Olive, how many undocumented people are we thinking this may apply to, or how many people would this end up affecting in Indiana?
So in Indiana, I've got that number. There's a lot of different numbers of who is being affected by these things. But we've definitely got people here in Bloomington who are being affected by this as well. Specifically in Indiana, there are about 106,000 individuals who are either undocumented or DACA. Again, it can be a little bit difficult to tell exactly how many people there are, just because when people are undocumented or have DACA, getting exact quantities can be difficult if they don't have records or that kind of thing. But that's the estimation for here in Indiana, about 106,000 individuals.
And what would you say to some people who are against extending DACA or are against having undocumented people go to state schools or what have you? I guess, what would be your rebuttal to that argument?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's often a stance that comes from ignorance or something that they've been taught from other people rather than their own experience with people who are undocumented. Almost every single person who I've talked to about this has never even met an undocumented person. And I think that the one thing that they often are lacking when they have that perspective is understanding of what exactly it means to be undocumented and what has caused somebody to be in that place in the first place, to be in that stance in the first place. For students who are young individuals who came to the United States when they were children, that's what DACA is, and that's who we're specifically supporting right now. There are people who came to the United States when they didn't even have a choice. They left with their parents from whatever country they might have come from, and in many cases, they are more American than they are the citizens of the country that they came from. There are people, for example, a common thing that people talk about is this phrase that's ni aquí ni allá in Spanish, which means neither here nor there. It's like from neither here nor there. And it's this idea that people who are undocumented in the United States and in general for immigrants, but this phrase specifically applies to this, is that people don't feel like they really are treated like they belong here in the United States, but neither would they be treated that way if they had to return to the country that they originally came from. Some individuals don't even speak the language of the country that they came from. Many of them were not educated in that language. They were educated in English. They were educated in American school systems. They've been raised as Americans. And so for us to treat them as anything less than Americans is just based off of ignorance and lack of understanding of what their situation truly is. The other thing that is often overlooked is what has caused people to be so desperate to flee whatever situation that they came from to come to the United States. To come into the United States without documents is not easy. It is dangerous. It can be life-threatening at times. It can be something that puts you in everyday fear of being deported, of being detained, of being treated inhumanely by police, by being put in detention facilities, that kind of thing. So that risk that people take in order to leave the country that they came from has to be for some very, very strong motivation. And oftentimes that's fleeing violence, that's fleeing drug violence and that kind of thing. Or it's looking for educational opportunities because people weren't able to receive that in the country that they came from. So when you really look at why people are so desperate to leave everything they know, the language that they know, the country that they know, family members, in order to come to the United States where they don't even necessarily get treated well here, that's something that's so desperate that people just don't really understand that. And then I think the last part that people don't truly understand is how difficult it is to become a citizen in the United States. Often people will make the comment of, well, why don't they just become documented? Why don't they just become citizens? That is something that doesn't come from a true understanding of what it takes to become a citizen. For one, it's thousands of dollars. And for a person who is leaving a country many times because they have no economic opportunity there, having that kind of money at hand is extremely unrealistic and difficult to ask of people. It's often that the citizenship tests do not take a short amount of time. They are something that can take years. There are many individuals who have applied and then not received confirmation of their citizenship or even been able to go through with it for decades later. It's something that you have to have lawyers for, and even in situations where it seems like things will be going well and you're on the right path, you can get turned down because of one little detail that was mistaken, that you had made a mistake with, and then have to completely redo the process from beginning. So between all of those things, I think that by bringing awareness to those aspects of what it means to be undocumented, people often become much more sympathetic and aware of this issue once they realize those things, and it's often just ignorance that people prevents people from truly understanding this issue.
Olive, thank you very much for speaking with me. I certainly appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule. I just have one more question, and then we can finish with you saying anything that you think listeners in this area of Indiana should absolutely know about undocumented Hoosiers and upcoming legislation. My final question is, what does it take to ensure the safety of these 106,000 estimated undocumented people in Indiana? And what is it that you need to see happen, that undocumented Hoosiers needs to have happen in order to ensure that these people are not deported or put at any more risk?
Yes, absolutely. So on a large scale, we need reformation in laws and in policies. We need there to be a clean Dream Act, a way that people can become citizens. If they are Americans in every way other than their documents, they need to be able to receive that document that makes it so that they can be legally citizens. There needs to be action to get that done, obviously, because that's something that we're advocating for now. It's not a one-step process of, okay, here's what we see needs to be done, and suddenly, you know, all the lawmakers are going to just do it. So we need more support. We need as many people who recognize this issue and care about these people to make their voices heard, whether that be through social media, whether that be speaking up in the class when somebody says something that's based off of ignorance, whether that be showing up to events and demonstrations and protests. There are so many different ways that you can get involved with this issue. It doesn't need to be something that you are so committed to that it takes all of your life. This is something that you can be an advocate or an activist for in any way that fits you best. But on the long, big scale, long-term kind of thing, we need reformation. This is something that isn't going to get solved with just the numbers of people who are advocating for. We need those who are in charge, the politicians, to be hearing our voices and making the necessary steps to get done what we need done. This is something that for individuals who had DACA, they knew from the beginning with having DACA that while it was a short-term solution for something and it gave up individuals the opportunity to go to school and work and drive, it was very much so something that was never guaranteed to help them in the long run. We need something that can help these individuals in the long run that will give them an opportunity to no longer have to live everyday life in fear of what could happen in the next 5 years. Be able to study in school without being afraid that they'll never be able to even get a job with their degree because they'll be deported before they can do that.
Olive Rusk, thank you very much for joining us. Any additional comments or anything else that you think our listeners need to be aware of when it comes to either DACA or the status of undocumented immigrants in the U.S.?
Absolutely. So I'd say my number one thing is to use as much empathy as you can. Once you recognize that individuals are human beings and have gone through things that most Americans who have had the privilege to be able to not even think about these issues understand, once you start to listen to their voices and hear their stories, it becomes much easier to get aware and to want to do something about it. For individuals who are interested in what we're doing with Undocu Hoosiers Bloomington, I would encourage anyone to follow us on any of our social media. We've got an Instagram, a Twitter, and a Facebook where we are constantly keeping updated on what's happening here in Indiana at large and in the country too. And specifically here at IU, we've got events happening, we've got meetings, we've got advocacy work, and anybody who's trying to make a difference, every single person counts in this fight. So that's what I would love other people to hear.
Olive, thank you very much for joining us.
That was WFHB News Director Wes Martin speaking with Undocu Hoosiers Bloomington organizer Olive Rusk about deferred action for childhood arrivals. Some of those childhood arrivals, often referred to as Dreamers, may be eligible for deportation beginning on March 5th.